This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from the Bird Rights, David Grubb. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Glad you could have me.
Thanks so much. Dave, before we get into some of the players, I'm going to ask you this because I brought it up to everybody we've talked about, NBA Pelicans. Joe Dumars has come in here with a different mindset than Griffin. Griffin almost was, okay, let me see what I got here, and I'll kind of play with the roster I got. Joe Dumars has taken some risk here, okay? And I think he's coming here with the deal, hey, I'm going to build this team my way. If it fails, it's on me. But he's taken certainly a huge risk. And when they got up to acquire Derek Queen, and what compensation you potentially would have to give up to get Queen in that spot. But he has been pedaled to the metal, and I don't think it's all finished yet. Your thoughts on his philosophy and who he's brought in, and it's different than Griffin. I think David was ready to play this out with the guys he had. Man, if I can keep Zion healthy and happy, I'm good, which he couldn't do either one. So your thoughts on Dumars' approach to building the Pelicans?
You know, I think it's very aggressive. And as you said, that's a contrast to David Griffin, who I think was very deliberative. You know, like as you said, we could argue the results certainly, but it didn't work enough for Griffin to still hold that job. And I think you look through Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver's track records, they were both very aggressive as executives. They were looking to make trades. They were looking to improve their rosters consistently. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But I think you're absolutely right. Joe Dumars is saying, I'm going to go down however, you know, I'm going to go down making my decisions. I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to be swayed by pure optimism. I think he's building a team that he, in his mind, and we'll see what the results are, but I think he's building a team in his mind that will be able to play well without Zion Williamson. And it will be better with Zion Williamson, but he's preparing for the possible eventuality that Zion is no longer in New Orleans. So I think he's trying to win now, absolutely. That's why you make the kind of trade you made to get Derek Queen. You think you can win today, but you also believe in the drafting of those two very young players that you're setting up something for tomorrow. And I think in the NBA today, where windows are tighter than ever, you have to be thinking about both. We'll just see if they've got enough balance.
Dave, one of the things nationally has been brought up over the last few days is about Malcolm Brogdon, who, if he had a passport, man, it would have been stamped quite a few times. I mean, he's bounced around the league quite a few years and with quite a few teams. Your thoughts on if they could make that deal done with Malcolm? Because when you have that many people sort of reporting the same thing, and they're not reporting that the Pelicans are in the lead for him, but they are reporting that they are one of the teams interested in the veteran guard. Your thoughts on bringing in Malcolm Brogdon?
I'm not in favor of that move because I think right now you've got a pretty crowded backcourt. When you look at what this team has, Jordan Poole, who's likely going to be the starter at point guard when the season begins. Herb Jones can play the guard spot. Jose Alvarado is there. You drafted Micah Peavy. You also have, you drafted Jeremiah Fears with that seventh pick, so you expect him to get minutes. So you start to wonder, where would a Malcolm Brogdon get minutes if you move him to the three spot? That's where Trey Murphy and Zion Williamson are going to take a lot of those minutes. You brought in Sadiq Bey to play there. You also have Jordan Hawkins, who's going to need shots. You have all of these players, and then, you know, so I think it's a pretty crowded roster to bring him in. He's a very good basketball player, but you add his age and the injury risk that he is. He's a guy who does not consistently play more than 50 games with the injury risks that you already have on this team. I just think it's a mistake, and you're still a small basketball team, relatively speaking, in the Western Conference that just seems to keep getting bigger and bigger across the front court. The Pelicans still need some size.
You know, speaking of size, I want to ask you, David, about all the buzz in the offseason with Yves Missi. You know, he's going to be on this summer league team, which I think was a little bit of a surprise to some folks after he was an All-NBA rookie second teamer in his rookie campaign this past year. But it seems like everything we've been hearing from him in the offseason has been very positive, that he's put in a ton of work, put on some muscle and some weight, which he said was a huge key for him after playing his first, you know, 82-game season at the NBA level this past year. Your thoughts on Yves Missi ahead of his second year with the Pelicans?
Well, the big thing is that you hope things start to slow down for him because, you know, Yves could get himself into foul trouble on occasion by being a little too quick. And I think offensively, sometimes he tried to do too many things and that got him into trouble. But overall, considering him being the 21st pick and his relative inexperience and not ever expecting him to start, you know, it was an exceptional rookie year. You look at him coming back, gaining size was so important for him. And I think for him, you want him to simplify his game. If he can be very solid in the pick and roll, you know, as a finisher above the rim, if he's worked on his hands to catch better, that's going to be really important. And then finishing from that dunker spot and getting aggressive and finishing at the rim with that, and hopefully that size helps him do that. And the other part, he's already was one of the best offensive rebounders in the NBA last year, even rookie or not. So if he can continue to do that and be able to finish and get those putbacks, that's going to be a big help for the Pelicans offense as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dave, I learned long ago from Richie Pettibone, longtime coach and player in the NFL, and he was like, Mike, don't get caught up preseason or in practices. Because sometimes it's the biggest mirage in the world, all this preseason summer league stuff. And yet, yesterday, when we had on Aaron Summers, first name she brought up, Christian Shumate from McNeese, who we saw play quite a bit, played for Will Wade there. Will praised him as really a top-flight player for them. And then I see Rod Walker does a front sports page section on Shumate also. And I know sometimes it emerges, but, man, I've had more people say, man, you know, I watched Shumate at McNeese. He was really good there, okay? Is there a fit for him on this team at forward?
Not on the main roster. You know, they've just invested so many young players this offseason, and it looks like the guards are the ones that they really want to accentuate. And I think when you look at Summer League, it's a guards game, you know, because you don't really have guys who are looking to run the offense. They're looking to score buckets. And so when you look at the leading scores, it's a lot of shooting guards and point guards who have the basketball the most. So I think it's going to be hard for him to put up numbers, but I think you want to impress. And so be around, because if you've been around this team, you know injuries happen. They got a G League roster they need to stock. You need if you want an opportunity, come out and play well. And I think, as you said, you don't want to get caught up in stats in these kinds of games. What you want to look at is how do guys play. The guys who did something well in college, do you stick with that? Because I think this is the place to show your confidence in doing what you do best. Don't try to complicate your game. Do what you do best. Listen to coaching each and every day. Compete really hard and make smart basketball plays. I think you're looking at that more than the ultimate result of how many shots the guy made or what kind of final numbers he put up. Because we've seen guys not have great summer leagues but come in and contribute to this team.
Jeremiah Fears, your thoughts on him? We watching him in college, a guy with almost he played too fast at times, and I think that's what caused some of the mistakes he had in his career. But this is a young man with a lot of talent, and you can see that he's going to need some playing time. And Dave, I'll be honest with you, they may have to play him a lot quicker than maybe imagined because of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a ton of point guards. You have a lot of guys who can play in the backcourt, but pure point guards, it's him. Even Jose Alvarado, you'd say, is not a guy that you want running your offense consistently. He's a spark plug. He can make things happen, but he's not going to run your offense. And so when you look at Jeremiah Fears, this is the first opportunity they've had to have that kind of on-court leadership since Rajon Rondo. And this is a more exciting offensive player than Rondo was when he came in. So I think there's a lot on him, but you also know in this league, young point guards, if they play a lot of minutes, their team probably isn't playing well. You know, winning at the point guard position is really hard to do. I think there are three positions in sports that are really hard to transition from college to the pros, and that's shortstop in baseball, quarterback in the NFL, and it's point guard in the NBA. So I think it's going to be a big curve for him. But if he does what he does well when he's given an opportunity, which is attack downhill, push the tempo, and play in transition, then he can have some success. I don't think he's going to knock down a bunch of threes early on. That wasn't his strong suit. But if he can knock down some catch and shoots, that'll really help. But the biggest thing he can be is aggressive. Just keep playing downhill and try to work on that pick and roll between he and Queen, because when they get on the floor together, they're going to have to rely on something.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always great insights. Appreciate your time always, my friend. So you take care. Thank you for joining us here on Sports Talk.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. David Grubb does a great job covering the NBA and the Pelicans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.